Call our meeting to order. Got Commissioner Straffus and Pennell. Mr. Trahan's not going to make it, doesn't sound like him. We got Tom and Travis from HDR going to visit about our planet. Tiger 2 grant, so yeah, would you?
What we're wanting to do basically is this planning grant, the more we read into it, it's not really designed to be a county-wide plan. Since it's through the Tiger 2, it's kind of more transportation-based, and they're wanting it more corridor-based to kind of pick a road, design future improvements along it. They're real big on the affordable housing side of things to kind of lay out spots along the corridor for potential affordable housing, multimodal things, sidewalks, things like that. So we just want to get your thoughts on, you know, what corridor you want us to look at, what all you want us to include in this planning grant application. What we had kind of talked about, and what I talked to Danny about yesterday, was taking, say, 76 from the new bridge to J Highway. And then you look at adding a third lane, potentially working on the intersections on Lakeshore. We have to work with Great River on the T Highway one, since that one's already kind of being looked at, and then at J. And then by doing that, you bring in, you add a sidewalk for some alternate routes of transportation. You know, you address the workforce getting to Branson. You bring in other entities of Hollister, Branson, Kirbyville. Plus, it kind of creates a loop in the future if the east-west road happens. I mean, there's a lot of positives to that corridor that could kind of sell this application, I think. But, I mean, we can look at other corridors, too. It's just that one kind of popped out as having a lot of possibilities there to look in the application.
So the planning grant itself is related to, if we get the grant, they give us engineering money to do it. Is that what the ultimate goal is?
Yeah.
Is that we submit a corridor plan and then they give us the engineering money to do all that?
One of the things that we've heard, and we've been in contact with the office for that's handling Tiger 2 directly with the project manager, is that there's a Tiger 3 on the way. And it may be for as much as $800 million. So they really kind of like the process of getting specific projects, getting them done, and seeing positive returns on them. One of the things that a lot of people are shifting now from doing infrastructure is to plan so that they could be in line for some of those, that next Tiger fund. What we see is one of the things we have to do in pre-application is give a description of what you want to accomplish with this planning money. And also you have to give a cost estimate, so we have to have some kind of defined boundaries to get a good cost estimate. So that's part of the things we have to submit in the pre-application. We can, after the pre-application is submitted, then we can get into more details with this. But one of the things that the planning does, it gets it out in front of the public, and you can have a public hearing on this, you can get input into that, see what people think along a certain corridor would be the most, you know, would be good improvements, what they would really support for improvements. So it does give you some opportunities there to look at a corridor as a whole. From a comprehensive standpoint, you can look at a lot of different things along that corridor. As Travis said, you can look at transit. You can look at the non-motorized bike pedestrian. You can also look at the stormwater. And 76 coming down Branson Hill, you have significant stormwater coming down there. You have a bridge that is going to be a concern that someday coming off there, coming down the stream there. So there are a lot of things you could look at on 76, and 76 is a corridor that's maintained by MoDOT. If you were able to get some funding, MoDOT, I think, is supportive of looking at that corridor and doing things like with that. So it opens you up to future. I think in the Transportation Committee, there was an era that if you get things started and get pieces put together, you could do this. Having a plan for 76 would allow you to do that. Opportunities come in for some money for an intersection improvement. You can qualify for that because you've got the planning process done. If you have a developer that comes in and wants to do some work, you have a set of things that you're saying, here's what we would like to see done along this road for development along this roadway. So there's a lot of things that gives you to do that. The 76 corridor, we selected that. It doesn't have to be from Tacoma Bridge. It could go all the way over to 160 if you do want that. But we need to define that in the pre-application form so that we can give them an idea of what we're really asking for.
When you say go all the way to 160, here at Forsyth?
Yes. 76. You could look at that whole quarter if you wanted to, or you could pick another quarter that you're interested in and look at those. But it's better by quarter because you can define it. You can tell them what you're going to do on that quarter. You can talk about the Kirbydale School District and how you would like to get maybe sidewalks through Kirbydale so kids that live within Kirbydale can get to the elementary school. Maybe looking at a crossing there because it is a busy highway and maybe being a little bit more active there with a crossing so that the kids on the north side of 76 can get to the south side, you know. And that's what it really does when you look at a quarter. It allows you to look at that quarter and really define what your outcome will be, because that's really what they want to know. What are they going to get with this investment, and how do you see it moving forward?
And we had talked about doing 76, say, from the bridge over to Forsyth and then 160 out to 65, just doing kind of the whole loop. But we're applying for the same grant with the city of Forsyth within the city limits on 160, so we don't want to overlap. And at the same time, there's enough kind of talk already on 160. I think, I don't know if there's a whole lot of advantage on it right now, but
could you but by including it, I mean, you probably could word it somehow that by including it, you've shown a master loop road, or whatever you want to call it, bypass road.
Yeah. I mean, we'd have to we'd kind of still have to break it down by section, because obviously we're not going to put a sidewalk along the whole route.
Right.
But, you know, break it up in sections, and then, you know, we can do something like that too, yeah.
But it really gives you something on that major corridor, even, you know, like you said, 76, 160F, if you wanted to look at that and say, okay, here is, and it makes sense there because it gives us something that you can show the sensibility of why you're doing that.
Well, to me, you kind of got to keep in mind who's administering these grants too. I mean, you got the transportation department, so obviously they're looking at roads. But then you have HUD, who's doing the other part of it, who's affordable housing, workforce housing, issues like that. So we need to, I think that's a big part to play into this. And now with the new bridge in Branson, it kind of seems logical that that's the direction they're going to grow now. You know, it seems like they've gone north and every other direction because of the bridge. Well, now with that issue getting resolved, it kind of makes sense that your workforce housing may be towards the Caribbean area. So maybe you can play up that point pretty well in this application.
From a corridor perspective, I mean, is that or extend the high road? I mean, to 376. I mean, that if the high road got extended and 160 got improved because of the other, and then the 76, that would be the almost complete. Mm-hmm. But from any other area in the county, that's probably the biggest. I mean, that would apply for this planning grant.
I didn't follow you, Jim. Extending the high road
to 376, because ultimately, if you look at the master plan that MoDOT has, the easements they've bought, there's a loop around the entire city.
Right.
And then on their list, high road was going to be extended all the way to 376. So, if we were to include that, and then also do 76, that kind of gets you. I mean, and if 160, I mean, you could probably put reference in there that 160 has already been applied in there too. So. But from a corridor, that's the only places that we're talking corridors right now, unless I'm missing something in the county.
Those are the big ones in my mind.
Okay.
Well, they're the corridors that opens, brings people from the eastern side of the county to the western side of the county where they need to be there. And,
right.
And that's where all the commercial activity is right now. That's where the jobs are for many of those people in eastern Kenny County. And I think that's the thing that you give. You give them a couple of different alternatives there. And, you know, you talk about down to 376. MoDOT has right-of-way down to 165, and I think that's the viable, probably eventually the end spot that the high road will go. I kind of doubt it whether it'll get extended across the...
Well, yeah, I don't think it'll ever go past 376.
Yeah.
Well, not in my lifetime.
Yeah, I don't know, but yeah, it seems like it'd be logical to move it on down there.
Well, it's on their list, too. I mean, it's on one of their lists. I mean, not the list, but it's on one of the lists, so... Mm-hmm. But that's still it's a corridor concept. But and 76 makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
If you add the third lane to that thing.
Yeah. One other thing we haven't really talked about, I haven't really talked about it with Tom, but reading through this, it's kind of the same issues with what you had with the Tiger applications, that they don't require a match, but it's out there. So obviously the more we plan, the more money you're talking about. If you guys want to have a match, we haven't really ever talked about that either. I mean, I I guess you can ballpark it better than me. Originally, we were kind of talking 200,000 range, something like that.
The total?
Yeah, the total. So, I mean, if you do a 20% match, or not a huge sum of money, but obviously the more of the corridor we do, we could raise that up some. But, and like I said, you don't actually have to do a match, but
right.
What we've heard from them that, you know, match is going to be very important because from the seminars and web seminars that they've had is that everybody thought that the smaller projects would not match. Well, in Tiger One, many of the smaller projects had bigger matches than some of the larger projects. So it just tells you that that everybody is hurting for money. Right. It doesn't matter whether you're from an urban area or a rural area, and it's very hard, but some of the rural areas stepped up because they felt like that was an opportunity for them to get some money. I think that's going to happen this time, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, but like I said, it's something you have to consider. You know, what we wanted to do is define it today so that we could get you some type of the estimate, cost estimate, because that has to go in on the submittal on Monday. But we need some, you know, kind of direction where you want us to take this to.
I got one more question. Since it's Tiger 2 money, there's still the distressed residential qualification. Does this thing qualify for that too? I mean, meaning we don't have to put match up?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's absolutely right too. You don't have to match on this. And you're probably, because these projects are smaller, and you probably stand a better chance than somebody that's going after $3 or $4 million
right.
and not showing a match.
This right. has a cap of $3 million on the planning, but there's not that much money out there, so I can't believe they're going to give a whole lot of $3 million projects out.
Probably not. Well, I'm not inclined to do any matches on this, since the concept for us is, I mean, just it's a new concept. I'm trying, yeah, this is, you know, we're having to make a decision in basically 72 hours here. The corridor concept is, I think that's where eventually the Transportation Advisory Board will get us to that point. But to think that we're going to put more money toward that master plan, that it's a little aggressive for even me. And but I like the concept of the 76 road, focusing on that. I mean, I'd like to refer somewhere in that application about 160 in the application. We've done that. And, I don't know if adding the high road, extend that little section of the high road, because if we, by extending it, we can include Stone County too. Mm-hmm. And that may help our application chances, because Stone County has it as a safety issue. Once again, I don't know, not knowing all the ins and outs or intricacies of this grant or application, that would kind of show conceptually 3/4 of a loop around mm-hmm. the area. Anyway, that's my thoughts.
When we talk about 160, are we thinking F at the same time?
Yeah,
talk of F.
That'd probably be the border we're talking about, 160 to F.
Right.
Not truly 160 all the way up.
Right.
And MoDOT had referenced that they really think that 160 will probably eventually go across to F and tie in over there. I don't know if you remember when the high road was being built that there was a connector proposed to go off the northwest part of the high road that would go over towards Reed Springs and tie into 160 over there to provide a connection down to that so that you would have not only 65 but 160 being able to feed down into the Branson area.
I vaguely remember that.
But that could be something that in the future that could be a good way to upgrade US 160 by right. bringing that road in, running across the high road, running across the F and down into Forsyth. Those are all options out there that could be looked at with this. You're not going to spend a lot of time because MoDOT's done a lot of work already on that extension down to 376. It's just getting input from them from the study, so there's not a lot of cost doing that. What work that we've done on 160 would be already there. So adding 160 to this proposal really doesn't take a lot, but I would like to suggest that we get it out to the public and mm-hmm. let them look at this, because I think it's something we're going to have to ask for money in the future some way, whether it's through a state type of gas tax increase, whatever it might be, to help fund these things in the future. So getting that out and getting support locally, I think, is real critical to this. So. And that's what the planning process really allows you to do that.
76 especially, I don't know, but I'm assuming from the bridge up to, say, T Highway, you probably know better with MoDOT. Do they have enough right-of-way there? I mean, is that going to be an issue getting easements on all those people? That's always kind of my concerns if you widen that.
I can...
Just all the easements are going to be a challenge, though, getting this ball rolling.
I'm almost sure I can remember years ago that issue coming up with MoDOT, and there's not. And that's why they haven't really, because of the cost and all the businesses that they'd have to buy easements and all that was...
Well, they would probably put that into somewhat closed drainage and try to take advantage of the existing.
Right.
But you're probably right. Once you get in there and disturbing some of the utilities and stuff like that, you're probably going to have to look at some easements along there.
So, where are we? What are we going to ask?
So, the first question, I guess, is do we want to put any matching money in? What's your thoughts on matching?
I think I'm in agreement with you there.
Okay, so no matching money. Since this is corridor-based, is it all right to focus on the 76 corridor part of the planning and include F?
Yeah, I think you...
I wasn't saying that we need to bring F up. It was on the table just a couple of nights ago, and it was fresh on my mind.
That's part of the corridor. I mean, that's really, if we're thinking about a big wagon wheel concept, the wagon wheel, outer wagon wheel is the high road, F highway, 160, come back down 76 or come back down the east-west corridor, and either way.
I think we can add the whole thing, too, because we wouldn't add a third lane to the whole road, probably.
Right.
From J to the bridge down here, there's probably not much need for a third lane. So the... As far as kind of the preliminary layout and things like that, I think it would still somewhat be focused on the beginning of 76 down there from the bridge to J, and then the rest of it, look at the intersections, we can do the whole corridor, but it wouldn't be as much involved as the rest of it, I guess, is that first part, would be my thinking.
Okay.
Understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. From a direction, I think the concept, I think we're in agreement from a concept of where what we're trying to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
If that helps.
Yeah. That's what we need to know.
Because then we can write the description and we'll run that past you so that you understand exactly what's being put in there.
Now, Monday it has to go out, is that right?
Yes.
So do we need to have something posted Monday so we can approve the application?
Probably, yeah.
I mean, because you won't have it done tomorrow.
No.
So Monday we need to post Tiger II grant application.
Now, like you said, you got a transportation advisory board at 3. If you want to.
I just got to make sure we put the application in the meetings.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to do it right before that or as part of that or something, we can let them see the blow.
Yeah, and really there's just a couple key things that, the description and the cost is the only thing that we really are missing right now from getting the application. The other things I think are just readily available.
Okay.
Because it's not really that detailed, it's just a couple pages long.
All right.
Sounds good.
Okay. Like a plan.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
We'll see you Highway at 9 is what we next thing.
Very good.
All right.